Opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Family-owned Palermo Pizza underwrites this episode of Grand Rapids Ghost Hunters Paranormal Podcast. Located at 901 Gazan Parkway, Southwest Wyoming, and available at 616-531-8300.
We hear things in the deep dark night. We see things in the shadows, in the corners of our eyes, in mind in dim light. We sense things when they just aren't right. Our dealings are not with human flesh and bone, but rather with an essence that defies even the basic laws of nature, like space and time. These elusive selves challenge our logical minds, forcing us to take faith in the unseen, the unsubstantiated. We cling to theory, statistical inevitability in the imminent manifestation of mystery. Brought to you by WKTV, I'm one of your ghost hunting hosts, Wayne Preston Curtis Thomas. Welcome to another episode of Grand Rapids Ghost Hunters Paranormal Podcast. As always, we ask that you please keep an open mind about things that you might not easily believe as we explore the mysterious. Let's meet the people joining our forum. He's a legendary investigator turned Bigfooter. He's from Byron Center, Michigan, but he's in the studio tonight. Please welcome Brandon.
Hey, everybody. I'm Brandon Jose.
And then you also do your YouTube channel.
Yeah, my YouTube channel is Jose Paranormal History Productions. You can find the Grand Rapids Ghost Hunters podcast on there, and I hope to eventually start doing some investigation videos on there. I have a little bit, but not a whole lot yet.
Brandon's got 10 years of material. Don't let him kid you. He's been a paranormal investigator.
The problem is trying to edit 10 years worth of material into something. I've been doing a lot of like more kind of home videos and variety of different stuff because mine's more of a variety channel rather than just paranormal. But that stuff's easier to edit than trying to do investigations. Investigations, it's a lot more difficult editing down 6 hours of silence.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, now you're co-hosting this show and producing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been gone for 3 months, but I'm back for this one anyway, for this special one. And then another co-host, she is our newest member. She is our spiritual connection, and she's Zooming from Columbus, Ohio. Welcome, Tanya.
Thanks. Thank you for having me back and as your co-host now.
Looking forward to it. And I think you're going to have a lot in common with our special guest tonight, Mama Mary Bassett. Her resume is extensive. We may go over time if we list everything, but I want to get some of the things down that Mama Mary represents. She's a psychic channeler. Would you say that?
Psychic channeler, mental medium. It just all depends on what you want to call it, but it's all the same thing in the end, just a different way of doing it.
Okay. We've had different mediums, and they're all a little bit different, and they do things a little differently. You achieve your things by meditation, automatic writing, messages from your spirit guides, angels, and loved ones.
Yes, I do. And typically when I'm doing readings and connecting with other people, I'm grounding myself in a meditative state. And it's kind of like a translate state, and I start to automatic write. And when I'm doing that, I'm connecting with my guides and their guides. And my gatekeepers pull over spirit from the spiritual realms that want to have a conversation with the person I'm reading for and spirit that the person wants to hear from. And typically when I'm doing those readings, I give that all to them before they give me any information. That way they have validation with a true, direct connect of spiritual enlightenment. My whole goal is to make a difference in somebody's life, but hopefully give them answers and healing in some shape or form. Just want to make a difference.
So you like to go in cold.
Yes.
And then you're seeking that validation.
Well, everybody wants validation, yeah. Don't they? But yeah, I would much rather read somebody where I don't even know their name. I get better energy that way. But typically always just the first name. That's it.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't want any other information when I'm doing my readings. I always get better information. When I read loved ones, it's so much harder because my opinion gets in the way.
Oh.
But if I don't know somebody, it flows a lot easier. A lot easier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I found mediums are out. They're looking for that confirmation. Of course, so are ghost hunters and so are Bigfooters and mm-hmm. so are UFOers. You know, we're all looking for that confirmation. So have you had times where it was just like so remarkable? It's like, oh, boy, we can't deny this.
Yes, I did several. I think the most impactful one was the one I had last Sunday. And she broke my heart because I was channeling her husband and didn't realize it until she cried so loud that everybody stopped. And he had just recently passed in January. So I was surprised he came through as much as he did, because typically when spirit just crosses over, they either are not ready because they have to go through their own spiritual process before. But he had a strong message because she was going to do something to herself.
Oh,
and
no.
That was just thinking about it.
Yeah, but, no doubt.
It was very impactful. So that was, I would say, the most impactful one that I could think of most recently.
So it's empathy.
I have a question real quick for Mama Mary. With that kind of situation, I kind of experienced that one quite recently with an investigation. When it comes to that kind of strength coming through, even though they're so recently crossed, do you think that he went over with not very much negativity or anything, didn't cross over with very much, so he that was able to come back and be with her? Or do you think he stuck with her because he knew she was thinking about doing something and harming herself?
I feel like he was sticking with her because he started giving me that information, and I told her, I said, you need to stop thinking the way you're thinking. And again, more she cried, I was spot on with it. And I think he was more coming through because that was the message, was to stop her thinking of what she was doing. She was meant for bigger things.
For her. That's yeah. Like I said, I had that quite recently where I was in this situation where I know for a fact he didn't cross yet because he was worried about her doing something
mm-hmm.
herself. It was weird that. The feelings in the environment was kind of weird for me. So that's why I was just wondering if you had that same impression when you were there.
Yes. Yep. It's full of energy, and there's the emotional impact when you're sitting across from somebody like that. It's just, it is devastating. It's a devastating blow to the person who's reading, and even more so to the person you're reading.
Oh, I'm a sympathetic crier. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your
heart
breaks.
I probably would have been crying right along with you. Because mm-hmm. I cry at movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think, generally speaking, mediums are more empathic than the general public?
I don't know. I think they're more sensitive and open. For me, I think everybody is an empath. It's just some don't understand what they're experiencing, where the mediums understand where it's coming from, in a sense. Because I'll explain things, you know, sort of like when I was younger and I didn't really realize I was an empath, and my kids would come up to me and they would be crying and it would stress me out, and I would hold them for a few minutes, but then I'd have to put them down and walk away. I felt like I was a bad mom. But when I got older and I recognized the symptoms of what an empath is, no, not really. I was feeling their energy and I needed to step out of their energy.
Oh, yeah.
And when I explained that to some people, they're like, you know what? That makes sense.
Okay.
So I think everybody has that ability. It just... mediums have a bigger understanding of where it's coming from and why.
Oh, yeah. Tanya, have you had crying sessions with some of your clients? Broke down to tears?
I usually go into them letting them know my two favorite emotions are laughter and tears.
Oh, yeah.
So, because the two things that seem to come up a lot is if you've got a grandparent on the other side that's like mine, they'll do stuff to make you laugh, or they're coming through with strong feelings and trying to break through. Like with Mama Mary, it's about some of these people, it's about healing. You have to heal them. Mm-hmm. So tears are going to flow.
Yeah, I'd like to say there's no crying and ghost hunting, but Brandon and I have been on some cases where people have broke down. Mm-hmm. I mean, scared us to some scary stuff that we saw. Yeah. I once had something get in me, and it's like my voice changed, my inflection. It was like right in the middle of a sentence, and it was like I felt it in me. I didn't really know what to do. I didn't know if I should embrace that feeling. It was an alien inside of me, though, so I didn't embrace it. I right away went to a protection prayer to get it out of me.
And especially in that particular case, that was a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Not to accept that thing, especially where that was.
Oh, yeah, Brandon knows, because we had been on that case for a year. I started out with one team, ended, and they kind of chickened out, I guess. We formed another team, but we were there a year, and it was like a deceiver. He was pretending to be other things, pretending to be a child ghost at times, and changing his voice. Brandon's one that's quick to catch on to that stuff. And
well, one of the identities that was going with was Trixie. And I'm like, that is off right there. It's presenting itself in different forms.
Mm-hmm.
And calling itself its name was Trixie is what they called it. So,
yeah,
that was pretty key. And we kind of got away from what we were really prepared to handle. I mean, we suggested that you get a hold of the Catholic Church. That's how far we took that. When they started talking about levitation, that's not typical ghost hunting.
No, it's not.
Let's get back to your resume. Your resume is just full of stuff because you are a ghost hunter with PXL.
Yes. Yep.
And go ahead, talk about that a little bit.
Now, PXL is a podcast that I do with my stepdaughter, Gigi. And we do some ghost hunting. She's more of the ghost hunter than I am when it comes to that. I think her biggest thing she has coming up for that is they're going to do a live, I do believe it's May 14th. Is it Waverly Hills? I believe, Sanitarium.
Yeah, she had an event for Waverly
Hills. Yep, yeah, they're going to do a live to try to raise money for that. That's her newest venture when it comes to the paranormal.
Okay. We're talking about the ATSIN, the USS ATSIN. Or they also call it the Gray Ghost. It's over at Bay City. Mama Mary, you're on your way over there May 6th?
May 6th. Yep, we're going to start at 6 o'clock. It'll be a short gallery reading and then a paranormal adventure with the group that had already purchased their tickets. And get a hold of Exie or myself if you're looking to purchase some tickets. We do have special deals, so just get a hold of one of us or even Kristen Roberts, Psychic Medium. And we'll give you the link for it.
They spend the night on the ship?
Yes, until 9 o'clock in the morning. You get to sleep on a bunk and everything. Just have to bring your own sleeping bags and your own paranormal equipment.
You have Brandon interested now. He's been on some haunted ships already.
They're a lot of fun.
Good. He can follow me around and help me since I'm scared of the dark.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're gonna break up into groups. So I'll have a group, and Exie will have a group, and Kristen will have a group, and I'm going to have someone protect me.
I'm wondering if you are just you're flying in on brooms, are you?
We're going to try. Yeah. At least I'm going to try. It's worth a shot.
It sounds like fun. Yeah. And then we had Nicole Boschamp here. Her chapter one is The Gray Ghost. And so if you guys want to check up on that before you go over there for the ghost hunt, read this book. Or like I say, Exie Suzanne Bruce Smith talks about, also in this book, The Essence of Death. That's going to be a good time. Looking forward to that. Now, you're into something fairly new. Your focus is fairly new, and it's talk about that a little bit. It's life regression.
Yeah, my newest thing is past life regression. So I'm officially certified in it. I had started listening, and you guys might have heard of Dolores Cannon and her books of Convoluted Universe. So I'm not going to lie, I cheated. I don't have time to sit and read. So when I'm driving to my events, I'll listen to Audible.
Oh,
and
nice.
She's one of the ones that I picked up. And the Convoluted Universe books, she has so many different ones, at least 15 different books. But really, especially for like, Tani can agree with this, all the things that we've always kind of known and talked about of how we actually got here, where we really came from, where we were really seated from, you know, the belief in God, but that's not the whole truth. I mean, literally, that's what Convoluted Universe talks about. And she is a past life regressionist, hypnotist, and 45 years of experience of collecting all these different people that she has regressed. And all these people all over the world, not just the United States, talking about the same exact thing. And, you know, like she says, there's only, when you have interviewed 100 different people and they don't know each other, and during a regression, they say the exact same thing of where we come from and how we've been seated. There's nothing but truth. And she's written books upon books upon books on it. And that's the hypnosis class that I decided to take, was the past life regression. And you can either do the past life regression. I also work with MUFON, the president of the Michigan MUFON, Bill Konkoleski. He contacted me to ask me if I'd be willing to work with experiencers. And I was, I won't say the word, I was really thinking, but heck yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. That was the whole point of me actually wanting to do the regressions. I want to work with people who have had experience with ET. Let's get to the real facts and the real story and the real truth, what actually is going on out there versus what we think might happen. Why not delve in and find the truth? And past life regression, you take somebody back, and that past life, whether it's 100 years ago, 200 years ago, yesterday I did a regression and she went to a planet that's not in the solar system. That was a red planet, and she was some kind of hoofed creature, and they were fighting ant people that were the same size. Like, just things like that, you can't make it up. And then after you take them through that past life, you're connecting to the higher self, to God's source, to their higher soul, their oversoul, and you're getting down to the real heart of the matter of why they have issues. Why do they have patterns that they can't get over? What was the weird experience that happened to them, and why did that happen? What really was it? Aches and pains that they can't get rid of. There's always a correlation to why they have an ache and pain and what their body and their higher self is trying to tell them. Usually when you have something going on with your body, it's because your higher self is trying to give you a message of being on the right track. So what can you do to heal on a cellular level? And it's all about that quantum healing. And I always say I'm not the one that's doing the healing. I'm the facilitator. So I'm taking the person through that regression, connected to their higher self, and the higher self and that person go through a healing process. I worked with somebody about a month ago, and she had disability. Couldn't explain why she had such back pain. Never, no reason for it. She had never had an injury. Took her back to a past life, and she had passed away in that past life by falling on her back and breaking her back. And it was in the 1800s, and back then there was no cure for it. And in this lifetime, she had a connection with her brother who had the same kind of back issues, past life. There was a connection there, so we cut the cords. We cut the cords of that past life, and now she's in the YMCA, and her back's starting to heal, and she's able to function normally in everyday life. That's the kind of stuff I want to get to. What can we do to heal on a cellular level?
Oh, yeah.
To fix the problems permanently and naturally. And then, you, especially with that ET, the ET experiences of showing them that it's not necessarily traumatic. It's just the way we perceived it.
Just want to make...
See, I've had that experience with a friend of mine, but it was not like a physical ailment. It was a fear, a phobia. And I helped her with that when, because it was back in the day. She had a phobia of crossing bridges. She has had it her whole, she had it her whole life. And we were just girls in high school. And I looked right at her and I said, I don't know exactly why you have that phobia. And she looked at me, she was okay and liked me. And I said, you, in one of your past lives, you were a young girl in a horse and buggy with your mom and dad. Your mom was pregnant. The horse, if it was your favorite horse, pulling the horse, and you, rain came, and you guys were crossing a bridge when a flash flood came and wiped out the bridge and took them with, the, or you took everybody with you. Your dad, her dad got her out and then eventually got her mother out, but her mom lost the baby and the horse drowned. And she called me later that night because it was a bad storm going on for her to cross this bridge, and she was terrified. She gets home later that night, calls me up, and she goes, I was not scared crossing that bridge.
Oh, yeah, healing. So,
we carry not just ailments, but also we can get phobias because of something that has happened to us, too, from a past life.
Yes. Yeah.
Brandon, what did you have to add?
Oh, I was just wondering if Tanya said anything while Mary was talking, because I heard a voice jump in there at that point in time. So I wasn't sure if it was coming through. It almost sounded almost electronic, but...
Yeah.
But
Brandon hears more EVPs than anybody, so if he's hearing stuff, it's probably happening.
I did say one thing, but she was continuing talking, so I stopped.
Okay. Oh, right.
Okay, yeah, that came from me. Right. That's what I was just trying to figure out where that came from. Because it wasn't a complete word, so.
So Dolores Cannon developed it.
Yes.
And then you studied her teachings.
Mm-hmm.
And then it QHHT.
Yes.
Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique.
Yes.
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
Do you deal with soul memories?
That I do not deal with. And I think, well, to an extent, past life is sort of like a soul memory.
Right.
It's like an imprint on your body. You would be surprised at how much you hold on to from past lives. It carries on to this lifetime. It's just like the karma that we relive and we go through. It's all past life and things that you have to, that you didn't finish through that lifetime. But there's so much that you can heal from figuring out that issue. Now, typically I find with ET experiencers, the past life is not necessary. There's no point in doing it. And I've tried to do that when I'm doing hypnosis with ET. And I literally, my latest one 3 weeks ago, the ET came through and said, no, we're not doing it this way.
Wow.
And they showed me, they told me exactly what to say to her to draw her in, and boom, that's, so they'll lead the way too. They kind of show you exactly how they want it done.
Okay.
Yep.
See, I was just wondering with that, I figured, wouldn't the hypnosis be a little bit better for them than the regression part?
The regression part itself is, it's more of a trance-like state versus the hypnosis. So when you're doing hypnosis, I do believe it's the beta waves. And they've done scientific experiments where literally the majority of an hour, we are all under hypnosis. That's why they play so many commercials, because we're always dazed and confused. So this type of regression is more theta. So it's like a dreamlike state and a trance-like state. So if you take your time enough and you get somebody deep enough, they won't even remember the conversations. They just answer back. And I just like with my daughter, she's like, Mom, she goes, that was so weird. She goes, I was there, but I wasn't there. She goes, I don't remember those questions. I don't remember answering. It's because you take them into a trance-like state. So it's hypnosis, but it's deeper than your regular hypnosis. I think that's what's really fascinating about this type of regression. It's not your basic, you're going to quit smoking cigarettes type hypnosis. This is like a deep cellular healing hypnosis.
But isn't that one of the suggestions that you could give them?
You could, yes. And I worked with Kristen Roberts. But with her regression, she's a riot. That woman is beyond amazing. And that's what we were going to work on, actually. But she went to so many other places that we didn't get even a chance to work on that. So really, it's kind of where the higher soul decides that you're going to go, or what you're going to be working with. Because I could pull the entities through. I pull ET through, spirit guides through. Spirit that's connected with those people that want to deliver a message, they come through that person and they'll speak that message. Because I've had to wake up, I'm like my mom, I'm like, who's this? She goes, oh, that's your great-great-grandmother. I'm like, oh, that's like the weirdest thing ever. Super cool, but still weird. It's amazing how much spirit, like, boom, is there. It is really just ready to connect with us on a higher spiritual level. They're just waiting. And you can do so many things with this kind of regression and really facilitate communication and a spiritual awakening for those who are really ready to take it to the next level.
Do we all have past lives?
Everybody does. That's exactly what we do. I'm definitely a believer in God, but I believe in a different way. I think we are seeded from God's source, from God, but we are seeded here from ET, because they're a part of God, just like we are. The whole point is to live as many lives as we can so that we can learn as much as we can and completely, continuously evolve, so that at some point we can rise above and be a part of that galactic community. Because we have done it so many times and failed so many times, like the city of Atlantis. That's a real thing. They were highly evolved beings, except for they started to create animals and people together. So eventually they were done. The survivors from City of Atlantis, they went to Egypt. And so that is why when a lot of spiritual people get into spirituality, especially mediums, they start saying, well, Egypt's where it's at. Well, yeah, because that's where we restarted from, and to start it all over again until we could evolve again. And that's where we're at right now. That's what COVID was. We are getting ready for the higher ascension, and we are being prepared to hopefully ascend to the next level of just pure love. Some people will choose to stay. Some people won't. It just depends on where they want to go with their spirituality. My goal is to wake up as many people as I can, because that's the point. When I did my regression, I'm supposed to be the rebel, supposed to speak out about the weird stuff that nobody wants to talk about, and sort of like a revolution in a sense, a spiritual revolution.
I've been saying for a while, it's going to be mediums that are going to be able to communicate telepathically with aliens, maybe with Bigfoot, telepathic communication with Bigfoot. I really think, because that's what you're in tune to, these other vibrations, not the ones that are every day to day. You're in tune with these other ones, these mm-hmm. extra ones. So you're going to be the first ones that are going to pick up on these messages and deliver these messages to the normal people.
And we do every day. I'm sure Tanya does the same thing when she's giving readings to people. That's how we're tapping in to other dimensions and other different spiritual levels. It's we're all connected. I know that's a cliche statement, but we really are all connected. Everything is connected.
I've said all the time, we're nothing but energy, and all energy wants to do is connect with other energy.
Oh, you have a special saying about we're energy, and you got a few affirmations that you use on a regular basis.
Oh, geez, now you're going to ask me to call those out?
Because of you, I carry around an attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
Because of you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's important. You know, gratitude is everything. You know, breathing in that gratitude and breathing out the satisfaction, and just, you have to start out your day. You have to appreciate what you have, because negative energy just comes in no matter what. But when you can remind yourself of all the good things you have, that's just, yeah, just making a difference. Because even, Brandon, you walk down the street and you smile at one person, you can't even imagine what kind of a difference you've made into that person's life. It could be the only smile they get for the day, but it makes a difference. It really does. Energy is everything. Energy doesn't lie.
I've been the type where I walk up to random strangers out of nowhere and tell them, oh, you look fabulous, or your hair, you know, there's like something on compliment, and they'll just turn their day around.
Yeah, the smiles you get, it's a beautiful thing.
Mama Mary's on a mission to bring love, light, and healing mm-hmm. to those who need it. Yep, that's, and you do it in different ways. You use crystals. You gave me this great crystal here. This is wild, isn't it?
Clear quartz, I figure
there's a lot of power, I bet, in this one. And you gave me some stuff for protection, because I've gone.
Are you looking at stones?
I've gone to places. Yeah.
Yes, she can't see.
Oh yeah. And Kim gave
me more wishing I was in the studio.
Right. And Kim gave me this on the farewell show. So, holy water. You never know when you might need some of this. But the Petoskey stone that you gave me is about as big as a baseball, Tanya. I know you can't see it, but it's a huge Petoskey. But because you like to deliver love, I'm going to give you some back.
Oh, thank you.
I just gave her a rock that says love on it. So you can either give that to somebody else if you want to pass the love around, or
I'm not sharing this. I'm going to keep it.
Okay.
I'll put it on my desk at work.
We really need to get it to the end of the show. Shout out everyone who made it to the farewell show. Tanya, you were there. Thanks for joining that. And then Brandon, you had Tommy Tombstone.
Yeah, Tommy Tombstone from the YouTube channel Tommy Amongst the Tombstones, or Tommy Among the Tombstones. I get that one confused, but
amongst.
Okay,
yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, because
Tommy has some good stories, good ghost stories.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing was, is it's not in the last podcast episode, but after we finished recording, we were talking to him, and then a white mist formed behind him.
Oh, wow.
And we're like, why is the camera not rolling? Oh, why are we not still recording? Because
yes!
We stopped because we were going to edit. I'm like, oh, are you kidding me?
I think he mentioned there were some things going on in where he does the show from.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. He was a good one. And then, so shout out. I don't know if you girls want to give a shout out to anybody in particular.
I'll give a shout out to Kristen Roberts, Psychic Medium, and XC. Looking forward to the next couple of weeks. We've been counting down and getting ready for it. So check us out for that event.
Right. Well, Kim, our other co-host, she's not here. She's on date night, so shout out to Kim. And then Tyler Bronsick, he is our new tech guy. So the fact that we're back here in the studio, usually it was just me in the studio. Everybody else zoomed in, but we're back in the studio, so this is a step. This is going to be something that Brandon can expand on if he wants to. Upcoming and ongoing, we talked about what you got coming up, but you have a couple more events besides.
The next weekend is the weekend of the 30th. I'll be over in Grand Rapids at Crossroads. I think it's on Clay Avenue. I'll be there for a two-day event from 10 to 7.
What will you be doing there? Readings?
Readings. Those events are huge. A lot of people come out, and there's lots of different readers. So if you're not interested in a reading from me, you'll find somebody that will give you an amazing reading, guaranteed. And that's from the place that puts that on is Rocker World Events.
Okay. And then May 6th is the...
The USS Edson. That'll start at 6, and that is an overnighter.
Yeah, that really sounds like fun. Brandon may join on that one. Tanya, you got any upcoming you want to mention?
Joining my paranormal team, Ohio Ghost Hunters Lucas County at Mansfield Reformatory on May 21st and 22nd. We'll have a table. I think we're actually in the West Cell Block, but I could be wrong. If anybody is in the area, they can come and check it out. Mansfield is definitely a cool facility to check out. Very active and very fun.
Then our show goes on TV. Cable TV here on Comcast Channel 25 and UVerse 99. They twice a week televise our shows. And then I want to do a upcoming would be the next one for me would probably be June 26th with Exe, Suzanne, Bruce Smith. She's added another name. But this is Exe's new book that I've read, Dialogue with the Dead. She always has the best titles. But I brought a few of her books in. She's the bestseller, and she will be the next show I come in to do. I'm looking forward to that. Brandon, any upcoming? You do your YouTube.
Yeah, I'll be doing. Just have the podcast on there now. I am in second to last Saturday in August. We Ghostorama at the Van Buren County Courthouse. I will have a table for the podcast there. So if anybody wants to come out and. I'll have more details in a future podcast episode, but
okay. And then my pet project has been suicide prevention, and I've been promoting this 988 three-digit number that's going to be nationwide. There's still a few states that are lagging behind, but most of them have already gone to this. By July, 988 will get you to the National Suicide Hotline, and if you're a vet, just dial 1 after that, and that'll get you to where you need to go. Final thought, I wondered, we have past life regression. Why couldn't we have future life regression? Can you regress somebody and tell them what they're going to happen in the future?
Actually, when I'm doing the regressions and I'm talking to the higher self, I always tap into the higher self and ask them what they want them to know for the future. And usually the higher self will know, and they'll say it. And so far, everything has been 110% accurate.
Wow.
With what they have to say. But usually it's something pertinent for the healing or something that puts that person to peace in mind.
I could see that happening because through ghost hunting, we found out that ghosts don't seem to matter about time or space. It's not an obstacle for them at all. So they can travel freely through those that we can't as humans and living humans. We cannot do that.
As I said, even on that, we've gotten EVPs before asking us about a future client.
Right.
That we didn't know at the time.
So, yeah. So I think there could be regress and then talk about your future. Inspirational thought, and then it's over. And this inspirational thought comes from Rod Serling, really spooky guy. And this is especially for Mama Mary because she'll tell you why. There is nothing in the dark that isn't there when the lights are on. Because someone's afraid of the dark.
I know, yes, I am.
So, that's my inspirational thought.
That is very true, though.
That's the show. Thanks a lot for joining us. I'll see you next time. Peace out.
We do have to give a few minutes here, though. or just a minute or so, because during the show, we've been having a lot of technical issues, including the battery being drained. So we did promise them that we would give them a few minutes to talk if they wanted to. So now's your chance.
Remember, talk loud, ghost. So we can hear you. Thanks to the spirits for letting us get through this show. Oh. Good to see you, Tanya.
Good to see you guys too.
Bye, Tanya.
Bye.
Family-owned Palermo Pizza underwrites this episode of Grand Rapids Ghost Hunters Paranormal Podcast. Located at 901 Gazan Parkway, Southwest Wyoming, and available at 616-531-8300.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.